first of all, I think you're crazy if you want to go without a helmet. That's me. Okay, I ride a motorcycle, got a motorcycle license. I don't ride like I used to because I'm afraid of other drivers out there on the road. But the way the bill is drafted now, you have to have a special endorsement. You have to have a more amount of insurance that would increase medical care, so the taxpayers aren't paying for it. There's also a pool of some of those fees when you buy that special endorsement that goes to a pool that would help fund any folks that do get injured on a motorcycle. And let's face it, there was a death in Smyrna just on San Bernardino Parkway in front of the airport. The guy had a helmet on. He lost his life, but that's the choice he made. He made a choice to ride a motorcycle, just like I made a choice to drive up here to Nashville this morning. I think it's a personal, a civil liberties issue. The taxpayers ain't going to be on the hook for it because they have to have a special endorsement. Also, another element of that, if you look at how Tennessee, we're sandwiched between eight states. Kentucky doesn't have a helmet law, neither does Illinois. We have a better climate. We have more to offer. We have a better road system here in the state of Tennessee, one of the best road systems in the nation. We have the Memphis Blues. We've got Nashville's country music, Chattanooga's Lookout Mountain, Gatlinburg. We have all the Civil War sites. Ridership will increase here in Tennessee. Tourism will increase here in Tennessee. If we're about jobs and we're about tax revenue and we can bring people in from New York and Chicago and other areas of the state that would want to have a conference here, whether it's a Harley-Davidson motorcycle conference or they want to come down here and visit some Civil War sites or Memphis, some people choose not to ride to use their helmet. That's fine if that's their choice, though, you know. And that's what it gets down to. And I'm disappointed with somebody like AAA that wants to get involved in this issue. And I'll dare argue that no motorcyclist have ever probably killed AAA members, yet AAA members have killed motorcyclists. Okay, it's that choice. It's that choice. If you want to skydive, so be it. If you want to ride a motorcycle without a helmet, ride it without a helmet. But I don't want my taxpayers paying for your medical bills if you get a head injury. And that's what we're addressing in this bill. The bill passed. It passed with strong support. I can't remember what the vote count was, but it was strongly in favor of it.
Will we next be repealing the seatbelt law?
Are you advocating for that, Brian Barrett?
I'm just wondering. I mean,
no, I don't see that.
It's a similar issue,
Brian, and that's a good question. I wear my seatbelt. You know, that's a whole other issue, but, you know, the seatbelt comes with the car. That's part of the safety feature with that car, just like the airbag is. An airbag can also hurt you, okay? There's been cases where a seatbelt hurts you, but I think in all, when it's all put together, an airbag and a seatbelt saves your life. I think a helmet has the possibility of helping to save your life. It didn't help the guy, the poor guy in Smyrna, last week that was killed on the motorcycle. That's unfortunate, and it's probably wasn't even his fault. It was probably another driver's fault that, and I don't know the story, but I think seatbelt saves lives. I think motorcycle helmets save lives too, but, you know, I know when I just got some insurance of the day, life insurance, I upped it. They asked me if I skydived, and they asked me if I flew an airplane. I don't do either one, okay? They didn't ask me if I rode a motorcycle or if I put a helmet on, if I do, you know. So those are choices people make. They're high-risk choices, but that's that individual's choice. And I think it got down to an issue of personal responsibility and personal freedom. And if you want to ride a motorcycle without a helmet, you have to pay a special endorsement on your driver's license to be able to ride without a helmet. And if that person wants to do it, so be it, but I feel strongly that this will increase a little bit of tourism. And Brian, if it only touched it 1%, only 1%, you know how much money that is? That's out of a $15.6 billion industry for Tennessee. That's one thing Tennessee should capitalize on, and we're a prime area as a state to capitalize and increase on tourism, thus create jobs, thus create a stronger tax base for Tennessee.